Hello, everyone, and welcome to this segment of Open House here with Raymond Galker, and this is Community Media, and this is the program where we bring people from our community into our studio. We open our doors, and the thing that these individuals have in common is that they love Adams and York County, and they're going out of their way to make Adams County, York County, a great place to live. And today we have a representative from Destination Gettysburg. And we love Destination Gettysburg, and we have Mary Grace Kaufman. And Mary Grace is the media relations manager for Destination Gettysburg. Hi, Mary Grace.
Hi, Ray. Thank you for having me.
You know, first of all, thanks for being here. And Community Media, we just love the relationship we have with Destination Gettysburg. Because Destination Gettysburg, its mission is to celebrate the culture of the county. Is that correct?
Yes, to, you know, inspire visitors and to support our locals as well, and to really just have a, you know, market Destination Gettysburg, you know, Gettysburg and Adams County as that authentic, you know, historic destination for everybody.
So your mission is to inform the world of the assets that we have here in the county, and to get them to come here and experience those. And as a result, our county grows through business and also through interaction.
Yeah, we're the official destination marketing organization for Gettysburg and Adams County.
And how have you guys been doing?
We've been doing great. We've been bringing some new people on board who are really excited to put their skills to use, and it's great to see the team come together.
Very progressive organization, very creative. You have a number of different programs that the visitor can participate in and make it immersive.
Yes, we do. We are all about celebrating the history and the culture of the area and supporting those local businesses and organizations, making sure visitors know about the story of Gettysburg and also the locals too, so that they can take advantage of everything that we have to offer in this area.
And I think that's the neat part is, you know, you're reaching out to people. You're reaching out to people that want to come here for a day trip. You're reaching out for people who want to come here for a longer time, but you're also committed to informing and creating the experience for us locals.
Yes, I know a lot of people probably think about how we're trying to market to those out-of-town visitors, and we are, but we want the local community to really feel connected as well. I mean, we're so lucky to live in a place like this with Gettysburg's history, with the agriculture and Upper Adams. It is really just such a rich place to be, and we want our locals to get to enjoy it and be able to use our resources too, like our events calendar and see what else is going on. So the locals are definitely a big part of what we do.
And this is a great resource for everyone. I mean, right now you're probably looking forward to Friday or the weekend, and you're wondering what possibly is there for us to do, me and my significant other. And you're providing an opportunity to inform us. Did you think about doing this? Did you think about going up to Biglerville and visiting the fruit stands there, mm-hmm. or the apple harvest and things like that?
Yeah, we definitely want to spread the word about all the great things that are happening. You know, Gettysburg is really known for its history and its battlefield, but this community is so much more than that too. So it's great when we can, you know, tell people about going into the countryside, and the local residents here know that. But sometimes we don't always have the instinct to explore what's in our backyard. So we want to kind of encourage people to be able to do that.
And you're being very active in this approach now.
Yes, we are trying to actually get residents involved more. We want to hear their opinions, which is why we actually are putting out this resident sentiment survey.
Let's talk about this. You have a resident sentiment survey. Can you explain to us what the goal of this is?
Sure. So, like I was saying earlier, the opinions of the residents and the visitors are important to us, but this survey is specifically geared toward those local residents. So it's asking people their opinions of Destination Gettysburg, of the tourism industry in general. How do they feel it's making a positive influence, or maybe they don't think it is? And so we have this survey out right now that is about 11 questions, and it's asking people to, you know, take a few minutes, probably less than 3 minutes, to do the whole thing and to share their opinions with us. It's multiple choice. You can do it really quick, or if you want to elaborate a little bit more, there's boxes to do that. So our goal is to be able to take the responses of this survey and help inform us how to better, you know, work with our locals and to best engage with that community and help inform how we as an organization can align our values with that of the community we serve.
What a great opportunity that this is. I mean, think about it, as a local growing up and living, or someone who just moved into the area, to have an organization like Destination Gettysburg who can constantly be making you aware of events that are occurring, of opportunities to enjoy your lifestyle here in Adams County. And this survey is your way of helping to direct Destination Gettysburg to serve you better. And to be able to, you come out with a monthly newsletter, do you not?
We have our newsletter, we have our social media where we get out a lot of information, we have our visitor guide, that's our annual publication. So we've been interacting with residents and local leaders and elected officials, but we want to take it a step further, and so that's where the resident sentiment survey came out. And it's open through the end of May, and we're really hoping to, we already gotten some responses, and we're really excited about that, and we're really hoping to get some more before it's all over.
And where do they find the survey?
The survey is at destinationgettysburg.com/survey. It's free to do. And we have a little extra incentive for people if they're willing to fill it out.
And we always love a little extra incentive. So what is that incentive?
So if you choose to provide your email address, you don't have to, but if you choose to provide your email address, you're going to be entered to get one of five $100 gift cards to a local restaurant, you know, maybe take your significant other out on a date night, take a friend, you know, be able to enjoy your backyard. And we're just gonna pick those five people randomly, won't at all be based on your survey responses. We won't know what your responses are anyway. So we're just kind of doing that to maybe give people a little extra nudge to do the survey. So I think it's a pretty nice prize.
I think it's an awesome prize. I mean, to be able to go out on the evening on Destination Gettysburg, I'm in.
And we're happy to do it. There's so many great local restaurants in the area. So we'll pick five people randomly and be able to give them, you know, a nice night out on the town.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much to do in this area. There's a lot of good restaurants.
There really are. I mean, we have that great mix of, you know, the new American. I mean, you can get like a great burger downtown, a slice of pizza, but we've also got, you know, that Latino culture as well, you know, amazing dishes there. And we just have so much to offer in this community. You can get like a really casual beer, or you can go out for like a fancier meal, you know, by candlelight in a historic tavern. So there's a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Great food. The question always is, who has the best pizza?
You know, I feel like that is a dangerous question because I don't draw any lines. There's a lot of good places to get a slice in Gettysburg.
Yes, there is.
I'm gonna remain neutral, but I haven't had a bad slice of pizza,
no.
So I'll say that.
Right, and there's a lot of nice newish restaurants that have a wide selection of food and different varieties of craft beers, and that I've seen that growth occur over the last several years.
Definitely, the brewing scene, the craft beverages in general. We highlight that on our Adams County Pour Tour, the spirits, the wine, the mead, the beer, the cider, we've got it all.
And that's a nice thing as a local, if you wanted to participate in the Pour Tour, that's set up that a person goes through a checklist of different places to visit?
Yes, so it's a free digital passport that you sign up for. You can go to adamscountypourtour.com and then you download it to your phone. You can navigate through it. It'll show you different places if you want to select, like I want to go to places where I can get a glass of wine or get some beer. And when you check in at each place, you can ask your server, you know, what's the code for this spot? And you type it in after you order something. And then you rack up points as you do that. And then you get prizes, like we have glasses. You know, glasses you can drink out of, coasters and things like that.
So this could be an adventure that would take weeks to accomplish.
We've seen some people in a weekend hit many spots, but you could might want to space it out and pace yourself.
Yes. So you do that with beer, craft beer. And different restaurants is included in that too?
Yes, many different local restaurants.
Okay, so that's an adventure in itself. What other activities like that do you have?
Well, we have the Adams County Crop Hop as well. That's more of a seasonal trail. The Pour Tour is year-round, and then the Crop Hop, we have that starting up again in the spring here soon. So that's the farms and markets of Adams County. So similar process, you know, you can go to adamscountycrophop.com and you sign up for your digital passport there, and then you're able to see that list of different places you can visit. You can go to the Adams County Farmers Market, check in there, get your points. You can go to Hollabaugh's and Biglerville, all these different places throughout the county. And then as you get your points, there's also Crop Hop prizes.
And this is an amazing concept to me, is that you join one of these programs and already you have a list of places that you could go and you get credits for going there, and you're working, it's a game.
Right, you get these points, and there's like a reward system. So, I mean, there's two rewards. There's getting to go out and enjoy these places, and you can kind of just plan it out before you in the passport. And then there's the nice reward if, you know, you get a little prize or two along the way, the more places you visit.
And at some point, have you ever considered having a competition?
You know, I don't know that we've discussed that, but that might be an idea I have to take back.
Yeah, if there's some way that you can have the people who are participating get to know each other as a club or a community and
make it like a social experience.
So hey. The concept itself of being able to, okay, this week we went here, now next week let's go here, and being rewarded for it is amazing. I think the Pour Tour and the Crop Hop is amazing. Community, out of town, local adventure, great activities.
We certainly think so.
Yes. So, do you have anything else you want to say about the survey?
We just would really appreciate any residents who would be willing to take it. It's free to take. It'll take you probably less than 3 minutes. Share it with other Adams County residents. One thing that's really important is we only want Adams County residents to take it. We want this to be very local. So that first question is, you know, are you an Adams County resident? And if you're not, it'll kindly, you know, boot you off. So that runs through the end of May. Again, people can find it at destinationgettysburg.com/survey. So we ask, you know, be honest, and so that, you know, your responses can help us make better decisions as an organization.
So, Mary Grace, the survey is asking the public to help make Destination Gettysburg better at serving the community.
Yes.
And then you also have another activity coming up, which is to give back to the community.
Yes, we're really excited. It's the annual National Travel and Tourism Week is coming up this year. It's May 4th to 10th, and it's a time where across the country, destination marketing organizations like ours, we do things to celebrate the impact of the tourism industry. You know, it drives jobs, it creates local income, it makes communities more fun to visit and to live in. So National Travel and Tourism Week is a great time to be able to take some space to be able to celebrate that industry and all that it does for everybody across the country.
So the more people that come to Adams County to enjoy our culture, the more rewarding it is for the county. It grows. It grows financially, provides jobs, it provides opportunity for businesses to serve tourists and also locals. But as a local, again, we're getting back to there's so much to enjoy here in the county. And in order for us to celebrate that, Destination Gettysburg is providing some opportunities for our residents to go out and enjoy themselves.
Yes, so during National Travel and Tourism Week, every year we try to think about what something special we can do for our residents. And so this year what we're doing is we were able to partner with more than 20 awesome local businesses and organizations, and they've agreed to give 50% discounts to any Adams County resident. And we're going to have that running all through the week of May 4th and 10th. So this is some tour companies, local museums, local attractions, probably places that you know the names of very well, but maybe you haven't taken the time to explore or you wouldn't normally. So we're going to have that going on all during Travel and Tourism Week. We're really excited for people to be able to get out and explore the backyard.
So that's May 4th through the 10th.
Yes.
Okay. So, and how do they know who's participating?
So if you go to destinationgettysburg.com/bingo, which I'll explain why it's that, okay. We'll have the participating businesses and organizations listed there. And it's .com/bingo because, so to make it a little extra fun, we created a bingo card with the names of all the organizations that are participating. And if you want, you can try to get, you know, 5 in a row, either up, down, or diagonal. And as you get a stamp at each place that you visit, once you get 5 in a row, you can enter that bingo card and you can be in the running for a grand prize.
A grand prize. What's that grand prize?
You'll have to visit our website and see.
There you go. That's a good, you got to go to Destination Gettysburg and visit their webpage. That's destinationgettysburg.com/bingo
for this one specifically.
/bingo.
So it'll tell you all about National Travel and Tourism Week, the different businesses and organizations that are participating. And so it would be a great week to, you know, maybe there's that place you've always driven by and you've never gone in because you've always been on your way to work or taking the kid to soccer practice. You know, so this is an opportunity to, you know, go be a visitor in your own town, mm-hmm. and explore what's there, and, you know, and take advantage of the discount as well. So you just got to show your ID, show you're a local, and you can, you know, visit that museum you've never been to. Or maybe this is a good time to have friends or family visit and get to play visitor with them and see all the great things we have going on in Adams County.
Now, will you do that every May?
So every May, there is a National Travel and Tourism Week. So last year, you know, we were celebrating the reopening of the bus tour center downtown. We had some hot dogs and some music and some stuff going on. So each year we try to do something a little different. And this year we were thinking about what's something, you know, special we could do for the residents. And then we got this idea and we started reaching out to our local businesses. You know, it's like, oh, well, will people want to participate? And got an overwhelming response of places that were happy to have residents. And there's already several local museums and places that give free admission to residents anyway.
Is that right?
That you might not know about. And so we'll have those denoted as well, the ones with the discount and the ones that have free admission for residents.
So if they go to your website and go to the bingo page, all this information will be there. And there's businesses and attractions that give locals all year round some type of discount?
It depends on the business, but there are some that give, you know, that free admission to Adams County residents. You might not even realize that that's something that you could be doing.
Yeah, because that's awesome. Just think about it. You know, it's just because I'm lucky enough to live here, I get to go to this place anytime I want and get a discount. But this activity that you're having is just between the 7th and the 10th.
Between the 4th and the 10th.
I'm sorry, the 4th and the 10th. Thanks. The 4th and the 10th, and that's pretty much a weekend?
That's going to be a whole week. We'll have that going on.
Okay, that'll be a whole week. And I'm anxious to see how well this does, because I think
this is
a great idea to do every year.
I don't think we've done an event specifically like this before.
No.
We've done more of, you know, popping up at a local business and, you know, having some food and interacting with the community, which has been great.
Uh-huh.
But I was really excited about this idea when I heard it come together. And I think it'll be a great way to encourage people to get out. And, you know, I've been guilty of that in, you know, my own hometown where I grew up in Chester County, not exploring it so much. And it's great to have a way to encourage people to go out and explore their own backyard.
Destination Gettysburg has a great leadership, and that leadership has brought together a tremendous staff. And you have some individuals there that they're all well qualified.
Definitely.
And they're very creative and very talented, as you are yourself.
Well, thank you.
And you've been there for 2.5 years?
Yes. My work anniversary is on Halloween, so it's very memorable.
Okay.
I opted not to come in costume that day.
There you go. There you go. And you're the media relations manager.
I am.
And what does that mean?
So I am the person who's trying to help journalists and inspire journalists to tell the stories of Gettysburg and Adams County. So sometimes that's sending pitches over email. Sometimes that's going to media events where I'm meeting journalists in person and trying to build relationships with them and tell them about the exciting things we have going on. And then when one of those pitches lands, helping that reporter, maybe I'm planning their itinerary for when they come visit. I'm calling the businesses to arrange, you know, their museum tickets or get their hotel booked and make sure that when they come here, I give them the best experience they can so that they hopefully want to write a really great story about this area. And that's also, you know, writing the press releases and doing things like this and interviews. And I used to be a full-time journalist myself. And what's really cool is now I get to use those skills to help other journalists tell the stories of the area that I love so much.
So your job is to make us shine.
Essentially.
Yeah, that's cool. You look around and you polish us up. Thank you.
Well, there's stories around every corner of this town, from the obvious, you know, Civil War history to the lesser known mom and pop shops, or even maybe the World War II history that people are not as well aware of in this area. So I love being able to help journalists tell the stories of this community, because it's a really small town with a big story.
Yeah, and supposedly this area had a large war that took place amongst the Indians. And, you know,
I'm not as well versed in that history.
I know.
I know more about the Civil War.
So anyhow, Destination Gettysburg, we really appreciate the relationship we have with you all. And thanks for coming here and sharing these opportunities. I love the bridging between us locals and the tourism business organizations and groups. I love the fact that there's so much to do around the area, and that if you're looking for something to do, we can just go to destinationgettysburg.com.
Yes.
And make a decision. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that you have games made for us that suggest places to go and gives us rewards for having fun. I know Destination Gettysburg has been around a long time, but you guys are so on the crisp edge of technology.
We try to.
Yeah, and making things so that it immerses not only the locals, but those out of town coming in. So thanks for coming in and sharing, and I'm looking forward for us to get involved maybe in telling some of those stories together.
Yes, that would be wonderful. And, you know, and I thank you for letting me come on here, and, you know, thank you to the residents for making this community what it is. You know, your businesses and your interactions with the visitors and you patronizing the local businesses, that's one of the things that makes Gettysburg and Adams County so great. So thank you.
Mary Grace Kaufman, the media relations manager for Destination Gettysburg. Thanks so much for coming in, and thanks for everything you're doing to make our community shine out there.
Thank you. Yeah. Keep shining brighter.
Yeah. Thanks for participating, and the neat thing is that you get to give suggestions to Destination Gettysburg on some things that could make tourists want to come to Gettysburg, but not only that, the chance for us to celebrate as a community, our community, our neighbors, ourselves. So please go to their website and participate in their survey, and you know, hopefully we'll see Mary Grace again on community media. But until then, you know, be healthy, and remember, you are precious. Thanks for watching this show.